Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. Now we kick off our American Songbook mini-series in conjunction with Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. The first American Songbook concert series hosted at Lincoln Center took place in 1999, honoring the great classics of American music. Now, in its 20th year, the series continues its celebration of American standards while also showcasing a broad array of contemporary talent. John Nakagawa, Director of Contemporary Programming at Lincoln Center, and Charles Somelli, Associate Producer of Contemporary Programming, join me in studio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So I think when you hear American Songbook, people think jazz and show tunes, jazz hands, right? But the the program is really broad. It's really interesting. Fill in for folks what kind of music they can expect.
Well, there's a wide array of music because there's a lot of ways that American stories are being told through song. The series is a lyric-based series, so it's all about songwriting. Great American popular songwriting and the people who sing it. And that's our commitment every year. John and I, with Jane Moss, work toward creating a snapshot of what the musical marketplace is like.
It's interesting. Yeah, there's rap and folk and electronic music. What have been the highlights so far? We should say it started January 30th, so you guys are already in it, and it's going through March 4th.
Well, we opened with Tony Yazbek, who's a Broadway star. Mm-hmm. We had Jose Lana, another Broadway star.
And then we also had an indie rock and alt rock artist named Rostam Batmanjali, who was one of the founders of Vampire Weekend. That was a great night. And then that week finished off with the great singer Rachel Price in a new duo project she's working on called Rachel and Vilry, which is this wonderful close harmony of Texas swing. So yeah. Cool.
And I see St. Vincent is going. She was fantastic.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, she was fantastic on the Grammys last night.
I know.
So super cool. This started 20 years ago. How has this evolved? How has the programming evolved for 20 years?
So in 1999, Nat Leventhal, who was then the president of Lincoln Center, and Jane Moss, the artistic director, decided to put together a program about a popular American song. This was based on Nat's putting together jazz at Lincoln Center, which started out as a program of Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, and they became its own entity. So in the beginning, we were doing big tribute shows to the composers of the 40s and 50s. And they were held in Alice Tully Hall with a big orchestra, 15 singers singing the greatest hits, and they were very, very popular. Unfortunately, they didn't really show what American song was at that moment. So at that point, Ira Weitzman, who is now the musical theater program director at Lincoln Center Theater, who is my co-producer on the show, we were charged with diversifying what American Songbook means. And so we did, as Charles said, and looked at what was around at that moment mm-hmm. in time. And we started very small, programming up in the Kaplan Penthouse, which seats about 250 people in a cabaret-style setting overlooking the Hudson. But we produced the cabaret debut of Sutton Foster. We did the East Coast debut of Stu. So we really diversified what we were doing. And then we started to grow bigger. And we did the entire 69 Love Songs by the Magnetic Fields. From there, Jazz at Lincoln Center had built their new facility, and the Allen Room seemed to be the best place for this program.
My guests are John Nakagawa and Charles Somelli. We're talking about the American Songbook series at a Lincoln Center. Charles, how do you decide with the artists what the program is going to look like? Do they come to you with ideas? Do you come to them with ideas? What's that collaboration like?
It's a balance. It's a curated festival, so we're very often reaching out to artists and managers and saying, this is this opportunity. Here's this frame of what the American Songbook is this year, and how do you fit into that frame? And it's been a very exciting process because, for instance, just this year with Mass Education and St. Vincent, it's a very intimate program of just Annie Clark and Thomas Bartlett. It's so perfect for the Appel Room. And so it's great to be able to invite them, to them, let them express themselves in a different way than she did, say, last night in the Grammys. And again, it's always about this invitation. So one of the wonderful artists we have coming up next week is Gabby Moreno. And Gabby is a Guatemalan American. And it's really appropriate that we're inviting a woman to talk about her immigrant status today in America.
Will it be multilingual? Will she?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Since you said lyrics, I thought, huh, I wonder if this is going to translate, pardon the pun.
Yeah, well, no, she's both sings both in Spanish and English. And this program, I think, is going to be pretty much balanced, but it doesn't mm-hmm. matter to us because it's her expression as a new American. And that's really exciting.
When I was going down the roster, I noticed a lot of actors, who have musical lives as well. Who might we see, John?
We're very excited to produce Oscar Isaac, the star of film. We've got Martha Plimpton, stage actress. Who else do we have?
Well, we look at the folks who are singing and acting on stages, film and television, mm-hmm. Because they are such great storytellers. And very often they have this musical side gig. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great opportunity, particularly with Oscar. People learned about him as a singer through Inside Llewellyn Davis, but he hasn't really toured as a singer. A Juilliard grad, a member of our Lincoln Center family. So we're really excited about that. And Martha is taking this evening as an opportunity to look at the songs of Aimee Mann.
Oh, from Till Tuesday.
Yes, but looking at them in her own personal way, aligning them with administrations of presidents, both alive and dead, and associating them with individual Aimee Mann songs. So it's going to be fun.
And I love her speaking voice. I would just listen to Martha talk. People, we've said it's at Lincoln Center, but you've thrown out a couple of different names, the Kaplan Room. It's taking place in different locations or different venues? Or
this year, we're primarily at the Appel Room, which is a jazz at Lincoln Center in the Time Warner Center. But we're also doing a concert with Christine Ebersole in Alice Tully Hall.
And we also have, we're also part of the programming, the free programming, in the David Rubenstein Atrium. So on Thursday the 21st, we're presenting a wonderful jazz artist named Vuyo Sotashe, who is South African and has the most gorgeous voice and a really approach to music. Such a great point of view.
What does the crowd look like for this? And has it changed over time?
The crowd is very, very diverse, and it changes every night. So sure. Depending upon the artist, the crowd changes every night.
One of the things that's nice about presenting these artists at Lincoln Center in really great venues is that it becomes a multi-generational audience, because very often folks who might not have seen, say, St. Vincent in a major arena, they might come to see her at a small, intimate setting like the Appel Room. And so we see that again and again.
Well, we're really excited about the collaboration. And in fact, we are going to have Megan Mullally and Stephanie Hunt on. Their band is called Nancy and Beth, and they're going to be performing at the Appel Room on February 13th, and hopefully a lot of other folks too. John Nakagawa and Charles Somelli, thank you so much for joining us on all of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.